right, my guest is here, Sergeant Betsy Brancher-Smith, 29 years of law enforcement experience, spokesman for the National Police Association, a nonprofit that supports law enforcement officers across the USA. Her website is nationalpolice.org, nationalpolice.org. Sergeant Betsy Brancher-Smith, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, and thanks for having me. I love your show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, it's always hard for me to speak to someone whose first name is, you know, it says Sergeant. You know, it's like, I want to salute when I talk to you. You know, I can't just say Betsy. I want to salute Sergeant. Yes, ma'am. You know, it's one of those things. But let me ask you this. New York City police are resigning at a record-breaking pace, an unimaginable pace. Who's going to be left to defend now that liberals have chased away all the wonderful, brave policemen and policewomen? Who's going to defend? Who's the thin blue line anymore, Betsy?
Well, and there's going to be your problem. I mean, you know, NYPD, the largest police department in this country, and once a very prestigious organization, still filled with a lot of wonderful cops. But the problem is they are leaving in droves. They are set to be 4,000 police officers short by the end of 2023. And that has unimaginable consequences, not just for the NYPD, but for the citizens that are left behind. And those shorthanded cops are there left to protect.
Yeah, it's scary stuff. 3,701 members of the force either retired or quit last year, the largest figure in the last 20 years, and they only got 543 new recruits. So 3,700 left, 543 new recruits. The math doesn't add up. I'm sure criminals didn't go down. They went up now that, you know, those woke DAs funded by George Soros let everybody out of prison. I'm sure criminals are going up in large percentages and crime's going up, and unfortunately cops are going down. It's not a good combination, Betsy.
Well, and that's one of the frustrations with not just officers from the NYPD, but around the country, LAPD, Chicago PD, you know, Seattle, Portland, Austin, Texas. I could go on and on. When you arrest someone, you want that case properly prosecuted. And so police officers around the nation are getting frustrated when they have these woke DAs that will not properly prosecute the crimes. Look at Chicago. You know, everybody talks about all the shootings in Chicago, and of course it's horrific, but we have a prosecutor there who, Kim Fox is her name, who even when we had two armed street gangs battling it out on video, she said, well, you know, it's mutual combatants. I really can't do anything about it. And she really won't do anything with the gun laws we already have on the books. And so crime and violence continue to skyrocket while police officers either leave the profession altogether or they go to more friendly states like Florida.
Yeah, well, Florida's a great state. Ron DeSantis has done a great job, although I do still support Trump for president. I think DeSantis is one of the best, if not the best, governor ever, and he's done a great job. And he's said again and again, if you're a cop and they're not treating you right in New York or Chicago, come to or Los Angeles, San Francisco, come to Florida, and I'll make sure you get hired. So he's a great guy. And while this is all going on to get recruits, because there aren't enough recruits, not enough people want to be a cop anymore, because of the way they're treated, of course, the NYPD is lowering fitness standards. How's that going to work out, Sergeant Betsy Brancher-Smith?
Well, the person who is in charge of training at the NYPD, her name is Juanita Holmes, she has decided to drop the timed 1.5-mile run to be recruited into the NYPD. And her statement about this is so nonsensical. She says, well, no police officer chases somebody for a mile and a half. Remember, I was a cop for 29 years. I never chased anybody for a mile and a half. But you know what I had to do? Chase people fast in short distances. I had to fight for my life or the life of innocent third people. So you know what I had to have? Cardiovascular fitness. And that's why we have people do timed runs, because we need to make sure that they can get through the physical rigors of the police academy, and then when they're a police officer, that they can fight, that they can run, that they can do all the things a police officer needs to do. Now, Juanita Holmes with the NYPD, remember, she's the one who just invited Cardi B to come to the police academy, I believe it was, and have a little round table to talk things over. Cardi B. Now, the Commissioner Sewell of the NYPD, she does not agree with this. I think she's a very, very good leader. But you cannot reduce the standards on your police department hoping you will get more and better recruits. We saw what happened at Memphis PD. Let's all go back a couple of weeks, talk about Tyree Nichols, who was beat to death by five former police officers, allegedly, and two of them were hired under reduced requirements. We cannot lower standards for police officers around this country. We need to hold fast or make higher standards, get better recruits, but we have got to start lifting up this profession and making it a desirable job again.
Yeah, I'm assuming, I'm going to take a big stab here. I don't know the answer to this, but maybe you can let me know, Betsy. It isn't just physical standards they're lowering. I'm guessing that if you're a minority, if you're gay, if you're transgender, if you're a person of color, they're probably lowering the actual test scores as well required to become a cop, not just physical, but mental. I'm assuming, just like they're doing at every Ivy League school, you know, they no longer care about SAT scores. So are there any, like, academic type of tests you have to take? And they've lowered those standards as well, or there are no tests like that?
Well, we have seen in some agencies around the country, they lower the academic standards. They also lower the or change the psychological standards, and that is very problematic at all. They also lower the standards for your background, for what you've been involved in prior to wanting to become a police officer, and that's a huge problem for American law enforcement and for the American public.
Yeah, I'm assuming that, you know, now they used to say no tattoos. Now you could probably have tattoos. I'm assuming they used to say never could you have ever been involved with doing drugs. Now they say probably, I'm sure they say pot is okay. They don't care. Maybe they've even lowered it to a standard beyond that. Maybe you could do any drug you want. Cocaine, I don't know. Maybe once or twice they allow that. Are those the kind of standards you're talking about?
Well, yeah, absolutely. There are some agencies who say, well, as long as you haven't, you know, done cocaine in the last, you know, 6 months, you're okay. You know, the thing is we need good, ethical people who are psychologically sound and academically astute, not to mention physically able to apply to become police officers. You know, when I tested to become a police officer on my agency, there were hundreds and hundreds. Where I live now in Phoenix, Arizona, there used to be 1,000 or more recruits that would show up. Now we might get 50 people to apply. And of course, Phoenix PD is shorthanded, as are most police department. So it's frustrating for our profession, but it should be frightening to every citizen listening to this and wondering, is the police officer who's going to show up when I call 911, if they show up, are they going to be ready and able to do the job?
Right. I mean, look, you listed a bunch of things that are causing, you know, the fact that, you know, the recruits are not there anymore. You said politics, poor pay, overtime, overworked. I'm sure every one of those is a factor. But I think the real issue, Betsy, is that, you know, they're challenging immunity. In other words, you shoot the wrong person, all of a sudden they want to sue you and take your house away. They're letting people sue. You know, you could get in 5 fights a day with criminals, and all 5 could wind up in a lawsuit against you. You know, and if you shoot someone who happens to be black and they can't find a gun, you go to prison. I mean, in other words, again and again and again, everything is tilted against the police.
Well, you're absolutely right. And that's part of the problem. There is this movement to take away qualified immunity. And I want people to know, qualified immunity doesn't mean a cop can just go run wild and do whatever they want. Qualified immunity says that we have some protection as a police officer, as long as we are following policy and doing our job to the best of our ability. What the anti-qualified immunity crowd wants is to open us up to have no qualified immunity, so that no matter what I do, I write the wrong person a ticket, I get into a fight and somebody gets hurt, they can take away my house, my livelihood, and on and on and on. No one is going to become a cop.
Yeah, no one's going to want to be a cop. If no one wants to be a cop, there's no one to protect us from all the vicious people out there. Sergeant Betsy Branter-Smith, 29 years a law enforcement spokesman for the National Police Association, a nonprofit that supports law enforcement officers across the country. The website, nationalpolice.org, nationalpolice.org. Send them a donation or let them know you support them. Nationalpolice.org. We got to stay on the side of our cops. We need our police officers. The thin blue line. God bless you, Sergeant Betsy Branner Smith. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me. You made my day.
All right. Made mine too. Wayne Allyn Root. We'll be right back.